This is Growing Cotton. Did you know that the world-famous Café du Monde has always used cottonseed oil to fry their beignets? Cotton Board invested over $1.5 million into cottonseed research and marketing last year with Cotton Incorporated, including research on the health benefits of cottonseed oil compared to other oils. Our goal is to make cottonseed oil the preferred cooking oil in kitchens across the country, like at Café du Monde in New Orleans. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton.
Before it struck, we were on a path toward adding several million bales of cotton consumption globally, and that's primarily a result of increasing population and a growing economy globally. And we were probably going to add, somewhere between 10 and 20 million bales of consumption globally by the year 2030.
Kevin Brinkley is CEO of Plains Cotton Cooperative Association.
That timeline's probably been moved back a little bit, but I think the outcome is still out there on the horizon for us. So if it's not 2030, it may be a couple years, beyond that, once we get some of these medical issues solved and people start to go out and buy things again. But realistically, they've got to have clothing to wear. Today, the apparel and textile pipeline is largely empty because you've had all these manufacturing facilities shut down. People are going to need clothes to wear, so that's going to start the orders flowing again, and that's what we need to get this bridge to the future out there, where we can really expand cotton consumption and create a market for us, the world's largest exporter.
Learn more online, igrowcotton.com. I'm Tony St. James.